One of the titles of the Buddha is Bhagava. It's translated as the Blessed One. The question sometimes comes, who blessed him? And the answer is, he blessed himself. And that's the example he gives when we want a blessing for the new year. We have to remind ourselves that the best blessings come from our own behavior. The blessing that the monks usually give, ayu varno sukham balang, long life, beauty, happiness, strength. These things come from our own actions, like long life. As the Buddha said, long life comes from developing the basis for success. You have the desire to do something good, and then you stick with it. And as you stick with it, you give it your full attention so that it really is good. We learn from other people that things like generosity, virtue, meditation are good. But to get really good at these things, we have to be observant. Give them our full attention. That way they become ours. The Buddha's wisdom becomes our wisdom. This gives us the power of a long life. As the Buddha said, better one day when you gain insight than 1,000 years of life. That's the important thing, is the quality of the time you have. That's what makes the life worth living. As for beauty, the Buddha says virtue is beauty. It's the kind of ornament that looks good on everybody. Other ornaments start looking silly as you get old. Wearing makeup, wearing jewelry, as you get older, it begins to look ridiculous. But if you're a virtuous person, that beauty never grows old. It's never out of time, never out of place. Always looks attractive, always attracts other people to you. Nobody wants to hang around a person who has no virtue. Virtuous people are safe people, people who are good to be with. That's what makes you attractive. As for happiness, all the forms of making merit, generosity, virtue, and thoughts of goodwill are in the act itself are happy, and the results, of course, are going to be happy too. And finally, strength. The Buddha says there are five strengths. You start with strength and conviction. That what the Buddha found the night of his awakening really is true. That your actions really do make a difference in your life. And when you believe in that, then you're strong in doing good. You stick with it, that's the strength of persistence. And you realize that to be persistent in giving rise to good qualities and abandoning unskillful qualities, the mind needs time to rest. So you rest in concentration based on the strength of mindfulness, keeping one object in mind, and being fully focused on it, like the breath right now. The more solid your focus, the more it's going to make an impact on the mind, make a difference in the mind, strengthens the mind. When the mind gets really solid like this, then it's easier to see where you're doing things that are causing suffering or stress or sapping your strength, and when you can see when you're doing things that are actually improving things. So again, the Buddha's wisdom, the Buddha's strength, the Buddha's discernment all become your discernment, your strength. So it's in these ways that you develop your long life, your beauty, your happiness, your strength. Ways that really are genuine, because they're part of your mind. Someone once asked John Munn if you could distinguish between a person's virtue and the person's mind. He said there's no way you can make a distinction. The virtue is a quality built into the mind when you practice it. If it were something that you could separate out from someone's mind, people would do that. They'd separate out, steal one another's virtues. But you don't see that happening. Your virtue is yours. All the good things you do are yours. That's how you bless yourself. You bless yourself on the New Year's Day. It's an auspicious sign that this is going to be a good year. But you want to maintain this attitude that you bless yourself every day, every day, every day. And that way the whole year becomes a blessing. You become a blessing to yourself and a blessing to the people around you. So may you have long life, beauty, happiness, and strength, not only through the new year, but also as long as it takes to get to Nibbana. Bless yourself all the time, each breath coming in, each breath going out. Bless yourself with each breath.